I'm Mike Harding, and you're very welcome indeed to another hour and a bit of the very best in folk roots and acoustic music. And you'll have noticed that that is a different signature tune to the one we normally play. And the reason is it's two lasses playing there, Nancy Kerr and her mum Janet Kerr. Nancy on fiddle and her mum on concertina. And they're ably aided and abetted by Jim Fagan. James Fagan, to give him his full name, on guitar. And the reason I started with the two girls playing is because this programme is entirely devoted to classic tracks from the great women of the folk world. You've all written in and posted up on the Facebook site a list of people you think should be included in the programme, so I'm going to kick straight off with John Abbott, who asked, well, actually said, it's got to be something from Joanne Kelly, one of the great folk blues voices of all time. I remember seeing her in Bristol in a smoky club way back when and just thought she was the bee's gonads or the dog's knees, whatever it is. What can I do but agree? This lady certainly is the tops when it comes to British blues shouting. Here's Joanne Kelly with Boll Weevil Blues.
Hey, hey, Boll Weevil, where is your native home? Way down in the bottom, among the cotton and the corn. Among the cotton and corn, oh Lord, among the cotton and corn. Way down in the bottom, among the cotton and corn. Now when I first see the boll weevil, he sit down on the square. And the last time that I see him, he got a family there. He got a family there. Oh, Lord, he got a family there. And the last time that I see him, oh, Lord, he got a family there. We got a boll weevil here. Oh, Lord, got a boll weevil everywhere. Hey, hey, boll weevil, where is your native home? 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 He's crying way down in the bottom. Oh, Lord. Oh, among the cotton and corn. How, oh, among the cotton and corn. Boll Weevil Blues, thank you.
Joanne Kelly there with Boll Weevil Blues, recorded live, I think, in London. And that's from an album called Women in Emotion, and the E is in brackets. Women in Emotion. And what a cracking version of a great song that is. For my money, I think she's one of, well, she is the best English blues woman singer ever. Now, Sean Flanagan posted to the Facebook site and said, I would rate Fields of Gold by Eva Cassidy as one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard. The song, of course, written by Sting, who has a great way with words and has written some of the most magical songs of all time. But nobody, I believe, does it better than Eva Cassidy.
Ooh. You remember me when the west wind moves among the fields above. You can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold. So she took her love for to gaze a while among the fields of barley. In his arms she fell as her hair. Will you stay with me? when we walked in fields of gold. I never made promises lightly. There have been some that I've broken, but I swear in the days still left, we'll walk in fields of gold. We'll walk in fields of gold.
Fields of Gold from Eva Cassidy, and that particular version comes from an album simply called The Collection. Now, John Power wrote in to say, "Hi Mike, your show's been an island of sanity in the past few years. Mary McPartland's A Rainy Night in Soho is a song that taught my family to love folk. I'd love to hear that." Quite a few other people wrote in asking to hear it, and I'm going to play it for all of them, and in particular for an old mate of mine, Alan O'Leary, because he particularly loves the words, "The Measure of My Dreams." He states with some authority that he believes Shane McGowan is a true poet in the Irish tradition. Shane McGowan, of course, of the Pogues, who wrote this song amongst many, many other great songs. So for all of you, here's Rainy Night in Soho from Mary McPartland, including the wonderful words, "You are the measure of my dreams."
Loving you a long time, down all the years, down all the days, and I've cried for all your troubles, smiled at your funny little ways. We watched our friends grow up together, and we watched them as they fell. Some of them fell into heaven, some of them fell into hell. Hearts that shelter from a shower, and I stepped into your arms on a rainy night in Soho. The wind was whistling all its charms. I sang you all my sorrows. You told me all your joys. Whatever happened to that old song, to all those little girls and boys? I wake up in the morning, the ginger lady by my bed, covered in a cloak of silence. I hear you talking in my head. I'm not singing for a future, I'm not dreaming of the past. I'm not talking of the first time. I never think about the last. Now this song is nearly over. We may never find out what it means, but there's a lot I hope before me. You're the measure of my dreams, the measure of my dreams. You're the measure of my dreams, the measure.
Rainy Night in Soho, Mary McPartland from her album The Holland Handkerchief. If you've just joined us, listening in the Appalachian Mountains or Australia, New Zealand, Canada or wherever, this programme is a show devoted entirely to the great women of folk music. Joe Gradrich wrote in to say, practically anything by Catherine Tickell would please me. She's one of the best musicians ever. Listeners, if you don't know Catherine Tickell's music, she's a fantastic Northumbrian piper. The Northumbrian bagpipes are elbow blown. You work a bellows with one arm and then you have a little sack, a bag of air, with the other which you squeeze under the other arm. And then you, it's a little bit like the Irish bagpipes, but a smaller version, if you like. They're not mouth blown. They're blown by using a bellows. She's probably one of the best Northumbrian pipers on the planet. And from her album, The Sky Didn't Fall, here's Catherine Tickell and Corina Hewitt, the Harper, with a beautiful track, simply called The Lads. Thank you. Beautiful sweet sound of the Northumbrian bagpipes, played by Catherine Tickell, with Corina Hewitt on harp. That's from the album The Sky Didn't Fall. And I think that's one of the finest albums that Catherine Tickell has ever made. It's a beauty. Do go and listen to it, if you get the slightest chance. Now, Joe Gedrich also asked for a Blue Funnel Line by Maddie Pryor and June Tabor, because Silly Sisters was an amazing display of virtuoso singing. Chrissy Benares also asked for something by June Tabor. So for you two and the many others who wrote in, here's Maddie Pryor and June Tabor from the album Silly Sisters with the Grey Funnel Line, a song written by the late and great Cyril Tawney. Funnel Line, the sailor's nickname for the Royal Navy. Great song from Cyril Tawney, sung beautifully there by Maddie Pryor and June Tabor, and that's on the album Silly Sisters. Now, John O'Regan wrote, there's some great Irish ones you should think of, Dolly McMahon, the Keane Sisters, and the Green Sisters, vintage but great, and of course, there's Margaret Barry. And Meg Rose wrote to say, Margaret Barry, she moved through the fair, always good for heart and soul. Well, this is The Pure Drop. This is a traveller woman who used to go round the fairs of Ireland and the streets of this country, busking for a living. She had a voice that could fill a city and stop a bus in its tracks.
My mother warned me.
Margaret Barry from the album Songs of an Irish Tinker Lady with She Moves Through the Fair. Classic version there of one of the great songs of all time. Now, Phil Davidson, who happens to be a great banjo maker and mandolin maker, I've got one of each of his, wrote to say, play Our Town from Iris Dement, or God is Watching from Nancy Griffith, or The Lucky One from Alison Krauss. Well, you've got your first choice, Phil. Iris Dement, I think, has written some of the best songs of the last 20-odd years, and this has to be a modern classic. I think we've all lived through this. Our Town.
And you know the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. Well, go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, 'cause your heart's bound to die. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night. Baby on one hot summer night. He was the tender and who ordered a beer. It's been 40 years and I'm still sitting here. But you know the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, 'cause your heart's bound to die. Go on now. Kiss. I've walked down Main Street in the cold morning mist. Over there is where I bought my first car. It turned over once, but then it never went far. And I could see the sun setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. Well, go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, 'cause your heart's bound. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night. I buried my mama and I buried my pa. They sleep up the street beside the pretty brick wall. I bring them flowers about every day, but I just gotta cry when I think what they'd say. If they could see how the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. Well, go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, 'cause your heart's bound to die. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night. Now I sit on the porch and watch the lightning bugs fly, but I can't see too good. I got tears in my eyes. I'm leaving tomorrow, but I don't want to go. I love you, my town. You'll always live in my soul. But I can see the sun setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. Well, go on, I gotta kiss you goodbye, but I'll hold to my lover, 'cause my heart's about to die. Go on now and say goodbye to my town, to my
That comes from the album Infamous Angel, Iris Dement with Our Town. Wonderful, wonderful song. Martin Hall wrote simply to say, something from Inga Thompson, please. Either Dark Stacks from De Fishing Hands or John from Shipwrecks. Well, I played a couple of tracks from De Fishing Hands when it first came out, and I don't think I've played this particular track in this incarnation of the show. When I was with the BBC, I played it, I'm sure. But that was way, way back. Inga Thompson, truly wonderfully talented musician who comes, I think, from the Faroes originally. A great composer and a great player of the squeeze box. From the album Shipwrecks and Static, this is John.
Off all the surfaces, they bounce into the close and round the alleys of this town. John, John, you disappeared before I got to say, put down your rum and chaser, get a pen and write them down. Our senses help us settle down before you get us all to drink. John, 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 John. John, 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 John. John, 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 John. Get us home before we're too anesthetized to think.
Sudden endings always catch me out. From Inga Thompson's Shipwrecks and Static, that was John, and that went out for Martin Hall. Gene Corns posted up to the Facebook page to say, off the top of my head, sitting in a caff in Skipton. Well, you mentioned Peggy Seeger in your intro last week. Well, her version of The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face is so effortlessly beautiful. Well, as many of you will know, the song was written by Ewan McColl for Peggy Seeger. And when I was talking to her once, she said that she was in America about to record a radio program. I think it may have even been a TV program. I'm not sure which. Well, she needed a love song, and she didn't do many. Of course, lots of the songs that her and Ewan worked on in their lifetime were either traditional ballads or were, in fact, protest songs, songs of the left, songs of social democracy. Well, Ewan said, I've got a song, and I'll sing it. And he sang it down the phone, down the transatlantic cable. And Peggy wrote it down. She was, of course, able to write music down because she was a trained musician as well as a great singer. She wrote the words down and the dots, learnt it and sang it in America that night.
The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and the stars were the gift you gave to the dark and empty skies, my love. first time ever I kissed your mouth, I felt the earth move in my hand, like the trembling heart of a captive bird that was there at my command, my love, that was there at my command. The first time ever I lay with you and felt your heart beat over mine, I thought our joy would fill the earth and last till the end of time, my love, and
first time ever I saw your face, Peggy Seeger, and that comes from an album called The Folkways Years, a song of course made famous around the world by Roberta Flack. Now Thomas Riley posted up to the Facebook site to say, any song at all from Neve Parsons, 'cause she could melt the coldest heart. This is my favourite version of this song ever, a song which exists in lots of other versions, Willie Lennon, The Lakes of Cold Finn, The Lakes of Shylin, or as Neve Parsons has it here on her album In My Prime, The Lakes of Cool Finn. Tragic story of a young lad who goes swimming in a deep lake in the deep waters and never comes back.
It was early one morning, young Willie rose, and off to hear his comrade's bedchamber he goes. Arise, my dear comrade, let no one know. 'Tis a fine sunny morning, and bathing we'll go. Oh, Willie plunged in, and he swam the lake round. He swam to our island, it was soft marshy ground. Do not venture in. There is deep and false water in the lakes of Cool Finn. It was early that morning Willie's sister arose, and up to her mother's bedchamber she. I dream a sad dream about Willie last night. He was dressed in a shroud of snow white. It was early that morning, Willie's mother came in. She was wringing her hands and tearing her hair. Oh, what is the hour plunged in. For there is deep and false water in the lakes of Coolfin. And I saw a fair maid standing by the shore. Her face, it was pale, she was weeping full sore. In deep anguish she gazed where young Willie plunged in. Ah, there is deep and false water in the lakes of Coolfin.
I've been listening to that song for years and years now, and I never tire of it. Beautiful, beautiful song from Niamh Parsons from her album In My Prime, The Lakes of Coolfin. Now, Carl Dunkley wrote to say, please play something by Tish Hinojosa in English or Spanish, or even one of her bilingual tracks. She's got a beautiful lyrical voice, has got strength and gentility, and she crosses the border between Mexico and the US, proving Donald Trump is wrong to fear all immigrants. A soothing voice in troubled times. Please play Beyond the Battle of Men from the album Dreaming from the Labyrinth.
Battle of Men.
Scottish Hinojosa there from the album Dreaming from the Labyrinth with Beyond the Battle of Men. That went out for Carl Dunkley. Now, Angela Burke and Siobhan Jenkins both wrote to ask for something from Cherish the Ladies. Angela said, a majestic band of fabulous women musicians and singers led by the redoubtable Joni Madden, a great whistle and flute player and a great character too. Well, I'm going to dedicate this to Bruce Foley, who's, I played a track from his album, I think last week or the week before. He launched it in the west of Ireland, and I know that Joni Madden was there on one of the nights. And I'm also going to dedicate it to my friend Eamon McLaughlin, who's, I think Eamon's 6'2" or 6'3", very tall, big Connemara man. And he was in the way once on stage, and Joni Madden just picked him up and moved him off stage, very gently, but very firmly. Is Joni Madden and the rest of Cherish the Ladies with a great set of tunes. The Cat's Rambles to the Child's Saucepan, Moira O'Keefe's and Harry Bradshaw. There's some great Baron playing in this, there's some great set dancing, and of course, as ever, great musicianship. Good stuff or what? The Cat's Rambles to the Child's Saucepan, Moira O'Keefe's and Harry Bradshaw's. That's from the Cherish the Ladies album, Out and About. Good stuff. Now, Eddie McNulty wrote to say, Eleanor Shanley singing in the ghetto, because she quite simply took a great song to a new and sublime level.
Thank you.
Cause if there's one thing she doesn't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He's gonna be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way while the world turns? And a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away, buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he doesn't get far. And his mother cries. And his mother cries. As the crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and grey Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mother cries.
Eleanor Shanley from her album Eleanor Shanley and Friends with In the Ghetto. Great version of a classic song. That is the song, believe it or not, which brought Elvis Presley back onto the stage of the world again. Not Eleanor's version of it, of course, but Elvis's own version of it. Rebooted his career. It is a very, very powerful song and as pertinent today as it was when it was written, of course. Sue Lineswell Marriott wrote Caledonia by Dolores Keane, because she has what my husband calls, quote, a voice with balls. I'm not sure I can say that, Sue, but I just did. A lady who was described by Emmylou Harris and Nancy Griffith as the voice of Ireland, with the song, I think, that should really be Scotland's national anthem, Caledonia.
Changes that have come over me in these last few days. I've been afraid that I might drift away. I've been telling old stories, singing songs that make me think about where I come from. That's the reason why I seem so far away. Others on the way. I kissed the feathers and left them sighing. Stolen dreams, yes, there's no denying. I've traveled hard sometimes with conscience flying somewhere with the wind. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. But if I should become a stranger, no, it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. Now I'm sitting here before the fire, the empty room, a forest choir. The flames have cooled, don't get any higher. They've withered now, they've gone. But I'm steady thinking, my way's clear, and I know what I will do tomorrow. When the hands have shaken, the kisses flowed, then I will disappear.
Caledonia, Dolores Keane, and that version comes from the album The Best of Dolores Keane. Well, if Dolores is the voice of Ireland, it must be true that Norma Waterson is the voice of English folk music, because I've had more pointers towards Norma's material than any other person. George Van Wynne said anything by Norma Waterson because she's a national treasure and should be available on the NHS. Fiona Imlach said, there are so many people I could mention, but Norma Waterson has to be up there with them all. Meg Rose wants Anything At All by Norma. And Patricia Clues says, got to be Anything by Norma Waterson, my all-time great. Well, Kate Mayall asked particularly for Norma Waterson's Black Muddy River. She says, I bought the CD at Trowbridge Festival a couple of years ago and the CD was faulty. I just loved this track and the people selling the CDs at the festival replaced it and sent it to me before I returned the faulty one. I said, how can I live without Black Muddy River for a week? The guy said, I know what you mean. It's a wonderful track. I know exactly who that record company was. It was Whole Wide World Records from Somerset, and the bloke, I bet, was Dave Longley. So for you, Kate Mayall, all the other people that wanted to hear Norma, and for Dave himself, here's Norma Waterson with a song written by Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead, Black Muddy River.
The hot sun chills me to the bone, when I can't hear the song.
the Black Muddy River and sing me a song of my own. I will walk alone by the Black Muddy River. When the last bolt of sunshine hits the mountain and the stars start to splatter in the sky, when the moon splits the southwest horizon with the scream of an eagle on the fly, I will walk alone by the black.
With Black Muddy River, and that comes from an album simply called Norma Waterson, a hippopotamus album or an eponymous album, whichever way you want to put it. Well, from mother to daughter, because Liza Carthy, of course, is Martin Carthy and Norma's daughter, and she's a fantastic singer, fantastic fiddler, great musician all round. One of the, I think, most joyful times of my life was watching her on stage 2 at Cambridge when she got up there, and I'll never forget, she got up and played a little tenor guitar, little old Martin mahogany tenor guitar, and sang Good Morning, Mr. Walker, and it was just absolutely knockout. She was obviously having the time of her life, and the audience knew it. Great, great musician and singer. Well, Meg Rose and Chrissy Benneris wanted Anything by Eliza. And Robin Bowles wrote in to say, great topic for a show, Mike. Country Life by Eliza Carthy and the Oyster Band, please, because Eliza is a fab musician and was really encouraging to my two young daughters when we met her after a gig years ago, and because this version really rocks.
Thank you.
Eliza Carthy and the Oyster Band recorded live there. The Big Session, Volume 1, is the name of the album, and the song was Country Life. Just got time for two more songs. Nigel Schofield said Lal Waterson, Some Old Salty. Great lyric from great trad singer, realistic nostalgia, harmonies to die for. And Tyke Nass said Lal Waterson, unique songwriter and unique voice. Well, Lal Waterson, of course, the sister of Norma Waterson and auntie of Eliza Carthy. Died far too young, but gave us a fantastic body of song. Not just a songwriter, but as Brother Mike said, a poet too. From the album Once in a Blue Moon, here's Lal and her son Oliver Knight with a song which I think is just absolutely beautiful. A song about growing up in Hull, a song about being a teenager, a song about going to dances, and a song about somebody with a head like a toy shop.
Some old salty, how he used to rock me. Jelly Roller Jerry Lee, how he used to rock me. Salt fair, no sea, wind stare, further than the eye can see.
And a head like
a toy shop, bullet stands up, must have been the rolling sea. Some old salty, how he used to rock me. Jelly Roller Jerry Lee, how he used to rock. Brenda Lee, riverboat just cruised, jamming to the 219. Some old salty, how he used to rock me. Jelly Roller Jerry Lee, how he used to rock me. Come on, Mr. Chester, please.
Lady Delia's gone for one more round.
Some old salty's on his feet. Some old salty, how he used to rock me. Jelly Roller Jerry Lee, how he used to rock. Toy shop, bullet stands up, must have been the rolling sea. Some old salty, how he used to rock me. Jelly Roller Jerry Lee, how he used to rock me.
The Abercrombie was a pub, I think, that they all used to go down in Hull and have a bit of a rave. What a great song. Lal Waterson and Oliver Knight, joined by Coop Boys and Simpson, Waterson Family, and I think Martin Carthy with Some Old Salty. That's from the album Once in a Blue Moon. The last song I'm going to play, I got loads and loads of requests. Nigel Schofield, Chrissy Benaris, Ian Ralph Hookin, and John Power, just to mention a handful. John writes, Sandy Denny, who knows where the time goes, John said. A timeless song, and it made an 18-year-old, when he first heard it, understand about growing up. Sandy's voice is my favourite. Soothes the savage brow.
sky. All the birds are leaving, but how can they know it's time for them to go? Your fickle friends are leaving. Oh, but then you know it's time for them to go.
Nobody's done it like her. Sandy Denny with her own song there, Who Knows Where the Time Goes. That's from the album Other Voices, Present Echoes. Listen, thanks to all of you who wrote on the Facebook page sending in your requests. You listeners might not have agreed with everything I've played, but you were offered the chance to get on the Facebook page and tell us what you wanted to hear. Remember, as I said about the Irish and the Scots music programmes that I did, they're only snapshots of what people feel at the time. But what a great set of songs we've had in the last hour and a bit, in my humble opinion. Thanks again for listening. Don't forget to spread the word, because we've got no money for advertising. Do look after yourselves, because, well, things ain't too good at the moment, are they, people? But still, don't let the buggers grind you down. Ta-ra.